Chris Lees has got runners everywhere, and I can't wait to talk to him about his Sydney Cup hopes on Saturday. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Michael.
How are you, mate? Well?
Very well. Yep, all's well as can be.
Looking forward to winning your second Sydney Cup. It's been a while. Do you remember County Tyrone well?
Yeah, I do. We ran in six of them. So,
unbelievable.
Yeah. He's an old beauty, but, I like his horse Mustajir this year, but very respectful of the favourite. He's going to take a lot of burden.
He is going to be hard to beat. Don't tell me you're giving up on Raheem House too, who was brilliant as well.
Definitely not, now that they've had some more rain as well. And I think on the 7-day turnaround, it'll just help him relax a bit better. Even he made the comment that he just raced a touch fierce throughout, even on a strong speed. So a 7-day turnaround, we just might take that edge off him. And he's one that I think will definitely run the trip out and it'll give him his chance.
Would you still have Mustajir on top, though?
Yeah, I would. I just thought the races he's come out of have that little bit more depth, but still think it's going to be a good race.
Yeah, it is indeed. What about in the Australian Oaks? You've got Game of Thorns, who probably needs to lift a little bit to beat what looks a really strong renewal of the Oaks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Look, I think she's a genuine place chance. We'll ride a conservative, ride her to hit the line. She held her ground in the binary, off pretty moderate tempo. She probably like a bit of pace, and if we get that type of pace in the race, I think she'll be one who will then run the trip out, and that'll enhance the chances because there's a few there that won't.
Mm. You've got three chances in the Coolmore Legacy. They're all big prices. I thought Miss Fabulous and also Delectation Girl ran quite well considering the way the track played at Rose Hill last start.
Yeah, Miss Fabulous has found some consistency and she was very good in the Coolmore. Probably didn't hit, funny enough, that was real heavy, but the track, her recent run was cut up, was very worn and she wasn't as comfortable. She'll be better suited at Randwick. And Delectation Girl's had the best late section of the race. And she'll get back again. But if there's any tempo again, she'll be very strong. She's got form around the Toya, so she's one that certainly you could put in big odds.
And is Invincible Gem just at the crossroads? Has she not come back as well this time?
Look, she was good first up, and then from there on, she has been too disappointing in the two most recent runs at Rose Hill. I just want to see her back at Randwick Mile. She's raced very well previously. She's been narrowly beaten in the Guineas and the Villiers only a few months ago. So on her work and appearance, she's in good order. So she just needs to bring the best to Randwick, and she's back in the game.
In the Percy Sykes, you're throwing Chianti in the deep end. Gee, she was good on debut.
Yeah, very good on debut. Big jumping grade, but certainly a filly that could measure up here, racing for black type, and wouldn't surprise to see her all finish in placings.
And then the provincial championships, which you've in recent years absolutely gang tackled, and you are doing the same again on Saturday. How many have you got? You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and an emergency, including the top two favourites. Has the market got it right?
I think Pashrani's the deserved favourite. It's a very open race. She just gets back in the field, so she's going to need just a few things go her way. But I've found these races, you probably need to be a horse who's a progressive horse and capable of getting to a stakes race, and she probably fits that profile. So I'd say she's our best chance in a very open race, number of chances in it.
Mm. Yeah, well, she is the $4.80 favourite. You got some nice chances today as well at the farm. Who's your best today, Chris?
Oh, heavy ground. I think Witherspoon would be our best. She'll probably look the winner at the 100, and then you have to just take a deep breath. There you go, the last 100 metres. She's a fast filly, but and it'll handle the ground. Just that last 100 metres is always a little question mark.
All right, she's currently $4.20, second favourite. How did you go with the sales yesterday? Did you get anything on the virtual sales?
Yeah, we've ended up with two so far, so we're chipping away, and I think it's probably exceeded expectations. Strong enough if you're on the right horse. So credit to Ingrid, they've done a wonderful job in providing an opportunity for all.
Is it easier just to press a button and bid again than put your hand up?
Yeah, it is. But you know, you're caught up in the moment, so you're probably a little bit more reserved sitting at home.
Hey, Chris, good luck on the weekend. Leave us with one winner. Who would it be?
Oh, one winner. I'll say Blazing Sunrise at Newcastle on Saturday.
Oh, we'll mark that one down. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye.
Chris Lees, it's a nice little tip out wide there. I